welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And this is Sister Judith. I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, Going Out to Come In. And we were going back to that familiar passage of God's deliverance of Israel out of Egypt and bringing them into the promised land. And we follow a similar pattern of transition, being delivered from the bondage of the world, of the devil, by the new birth into a marvelous and wonderful relationship with the living God. And we begin our new life as a new creature. Literally, we go from spiritual death to spiritual life, and we begin the adventure of our lives. And regardless of how long you've known the Lord, there are always things to learn, to discover in Christ. We'll never be bored. I believe that with certainty when we're with the Lord, because we're dealing with a unlimited God. Every bit of wisdom and knowledge are treasured up in His very being, and we are created in His image and likeness, and we can trust Him that our experience with Him, not only in the future, when in eternity, but even now, should be a walk of continuing learning and adventure. Sometimes those adventures are not something that we would desire. We go through afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but there's always deliverance. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And the most important thing, the longer I serve God, the simpler I understand are the very principles that God has given to us. And one of the things that has been perhaps the greatest hindrance to those whom God has blessed with intellectual capacities, if you will, those who are wise in the way of the world, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. And God is desiring that we will surrender our intellectual concepts of Him, that we will be willing to place our reason on His altar of complete surrender to God. And beloved, there are people that I know that have not accepted Jesus because they simply can't find a knowledge of God, an experience of God through their own reasoning power. Why? It takes the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, in our minds, and in our spirits to reveal Jesus Christ. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And this is a stumbling block to, over the years, I've seen many very gifted, talented people, but they are trying to apprehend God with their mind and logic, and it can't be done. You've got to come by faith. That is a very humbling experience. I mean, that was my experience. I turned my back on Christianity. I was raised Christian in a nominal situation. I didn't have a personal relationship. I went out into the world for 10 years. When I was exposed again to real disciples of Jesus, I was thrown into a quandary. And I thought, you know, I just got to take this slow, because I was convinced Christianity was not the answer. And I finally came to a place that I realized I couldn't figure it out. I could not, with my mind, understand God, even if He was real. And so I cried out. I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And that was a prayer, because it was done in sincerity. I didn't know answers. I was afraid. I thought, you know, I don't know if I want to walk this path, but I was willing to try. And so that's what God is wanting, that we, and you know, the marvelous thing is, if we're willing to humble ourselves, then God allows our potential, our capacities, our intellects, our gifts, giftings to develop to the fullest. He has given us all that we possess, and He delights. I mean, there is certainly a place for Christian apologetics. I am not in any way demeaning or diminishing the wonderful potential and capacity of the human mind, but it cannot be elevated in such a way that we become gods to ourselves. And that's the way the world is taking this. All these, the robotics, all the things of transhumanism, the things that the devil has planned, they're not going to succeed because Jesus will set up His kingdom. But that is the plan of the enemy. I mean, they're seeking immortality without the one who would give them that eternal life. Well, I shouldn't say that. I believe the spirit of man is eternal. We just get to choose where we spend eternity. Yeah, God's left that up to us. So He wants us to surrender. You know, we can't find God's ways out through our reasoning powers. It takes the Holy Spirit in our minds. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. And you can't understand the things of God unless really you are saved. And then God allows, as I said, of the full development of all those capacities, the giftings He's placed within you. It takes the Word of God that we hear, simple things over and over and over again, new understanding, new perspective, new revelation, and the Holy Spirit will germinate the Word of God in us, and that gives birth to faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. That means He gives us faith. Finisher means completer, perfecter. He is continually allowing things to happen in our lives that we can look to Him in faith, look to Him in trust, and He will never disappoint us. And as we allow God's Word to bring that faith alive in our hearts, there is always a resultant repentance and an experiencing His mercies new every morning. Spiritual things, beloved, are spiritually discerned and ordered by the written Word of God. The ways of the Lord pass human understanding. That is without question. He does want us to learn. He wants us to know. But they're outside the boundaries of the possibilities of man's intellectual faculties and capabilities. Now, through our intellect, we can learn a great deal about God. We are to study, to show ourselves approved. But we can, try to define human concepts just to the limitations of our intellectual capacity. But it takes the Holy Spirit to lead us and to teach us about and to introduce us to and reveal to us the only true God, the Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth. And so there's a vast experience about knowing about God and knowing Him by personal experience. That is what God is wanting. And so I'd like to share a passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to read the first 6 verses because there's 3 stages, I guess you could say, we go through as Christians. Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it," just like a babe, I'm pausing, just like a babe can't eat meat, but has to have milk. "Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas, what's a mark of carnality? There's among you envying and strife and divisions. Are ye not carnal and walk as men, as the world does? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I've planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." And so, what shall we say? When we're born again, obviously, we're a babe. And one of the most precious sights on earth is a beautiful baby. They're so precious. They're the very gift of God. They're lovable. They're innocent. They're dependent, trusting, without fear, preconceived ideas. And they are teachable. They are able to learn and accept what is given to them. And that's what a baby is. And that's why there's such a tremendous responsibility that parents have to raise that child in the ways of the Lord. And we, as a babe, we're just a new child in Christ. When we first experience the new birth, everything is wonderful. Can you think back to that time you were so excited? I can remember. I was like, oh my goodness, I want to tell everybody about Jesus. But God, even though it's a beautiful state, and babies are precious and sweet, He doesn't want us to remain in that condition. Just as a natural baby, there'd be something wrong if it just stayed in that state. It needs to grow up. So that's true for us. If we never grow in stature, if we remain a babe, then we definitely are stunted in growth. That's not a good thing. But there's only two things that cause a Christian to remain a spiritual babe. One is ignorance or self-willfulness. We begin as babes, but beloved, then we must move on spiritually. And then there's another stage, if you will. We all experience it and go through it, but as we grow in the love of God, experiencing His love, His deliverance, His healing, we come from being a carnal Christian where we desire the things of God. So that second stage, if you will, is a carnal Christian. And the Greek word used is sarkinos, taken from the word sarch, meaning human nature with its frailties, physically or morally, and its passions, specifically a human being, such as who is carnal or carnally minded, fleshly minded. A carnal Christian is still motivated by his old nature, but that nature has been given a sentence of death. So many do things from a carnal motivation. The carnal Christian desires several things which massage their egos, feeds their carnal appetite. They desire to be important, to be identified as having a special standing with God, to be recognized by those around them. Now, that's certainly a mark of immaturity and hopefully a phase that we all will pass through. Well, beloved, we're going to look tomorrow. My time is gone, and so we will continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If not, go to our website. You may click on the broadcast, and they are archived there, so you may listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I invite those who are struggling with situations in your life. Beloved, there's power in agreement. There are times when I've prayed about something, I'm speaking personally, I've had to have the power of agreement, and then I saw God move. It's a principle. I didn't establish it. Jesus did. So I invite you to write the announcement. We give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,